From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Cleanup efforts continue in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, after a devastating tornado killed at least 25 people and wiped out much of the community. Now residents there are searching for a place to find hot meals and support. Maya Miller of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Shanteria Williams waits in a line which nearly wraps the parking lot at Sharkey Issaquena Academy. The gym of the school has been turned into a hub for supplies. Residents can make a list of what they need, and volunteers piece together go bags, complete with a case of bottled water. Williams is here to pick up a hot meal, hygiene products, and clothing for her family. Late last Friday night, she was leaving work when she got the call. A tornado had damaged her grandmother's home. Her only son, who is 6 years old, was inside. And though they're all safe now, she says it's been hard to process.
I don't like to talk about it because, you know, you get a little emotional and stuff, but we ain't never had nothing like this. I can't say that. So I think everybody in disbelief about this.
Destructive storms and a catastrophic tornado cut a path across Mississippi into Alabama, killing dozens of people. Now, the Rolling Fork community and neighboring towns are without electricity or clean running water. The Lone Grocery Store and Community Health Center have been damaged. The town lumberyard was reduced to rubble. All that's left, Williams says, is a Dollar General, a Bumper's Drive-In, and Rick's Express, a gas station. Though things are grim, the town is not without food. At the academy, Mercy Chefs has set up a mobile kitchen truck fitted with large stoves. Molly McDonald is with a Virginia-based organization and says their mission is to get people fed. Mercy Chefs cooks fresh meals, complete with vegetables and even dessert.
When you open that box and you notice it's more than just a hot dog or a sandwich or something cold, it's like nourishing to your soul. You know, it is literally feeding your soul, just warmth and comfort.
The trucks have handed out more than 700 meals on this day alone, but they're equipped to deliver thousands more. McDonald says they'll be here all week, and they're in other communities too. Mercy Chefs is delivering meals throughout the region. Ollie Willis, who lives just a couple of miles from Rolling Fork, is volunteering with the aid group. She says it's keeping her from focusing on her heartbreak.
I come up here to volunteer because I had, you know, find something to do. I just had to come up here and help my town.
She can see that people have been hurt, and not just physically.
It's just devastating. I mean, I know after this, I know our communities, some of us gonna need some therapy. You know what I'm saying? The kids and all.
Back in line at the gym, Williams has gotten her food, but she's still waiting on diapers and soap. Her son clings to her legs.
My hope is that we can get everything cleaned up and back together, which I know it'll never be the same, but hopefully that we can get some stuff back the same.
But it could take a while. Officials say more than 1,900 homes were damaged across Mississippi. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Maya Miller.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership among public radio stations in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana.